Here's the Marketplace Index for Thursday, the 24th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving the markets and what that says about the real economy. The U.S. stock, bond, and other markets are closed for Thanksgiving, ahead of the shortened trading day tomorrow. Today, it's a good moment on the index to confirm something with some data that you may have been feeling. The stock market these days is a very volatile place. The regular swings upward and downward in key indexes are striking, and it's no longer a surprise when the S&P 500 or Dow move maybe 1.5% or 2% or more in a day. Brett Hammond, chief investment strategist at TIAA CREF, hooked this thesis up to a spreadsheet and gave it a test.
We looked at the numbers, and the S&P 500, since 1980, the average daily move from start to finish is about 0.75%. This year alone, the average daily move is 2%. It's unbelievable what's happening.
So things are really more volatile than they used to be. It's not just nostalgia for a quieter time.
They are truly more volatile, and not just in stock markets, but we've seen it happen in many markets, commodities, the housing market. Volatility is everywhere.
Where do you think this comes from, the volatility? I mean, I might have a crackpot theory about computerized trading. Another man might have a different theory. What's yours?
Well, mine has two parts to it. There's a shorter-term part and a longer-term really underlying part. The shorter-term part is earnings growth or corporate profits just aren't as good this year as they were the last 2 years. If you look back, corporate profits fell off a cliff in 2008. But then starting in 2009, at the very depths of the recession, corporate profits took off. And they grew at 35% a year for 2 years, 2009 and 2010. The problem is you can't sustain 35% a year forever. So even though corporate profits are not terrible this year, they're just not as good as they were. What that does is that it makes the markets more vulnerable to bad news like Europe or the lack of a debt agreement.
Market players don't have the kind of security blanket of the awareness that corporate profits at least are high. So you think they're more jittery?
Absolutely right. That's a perfect way of putting it. They don't have that security blanket, so things are more vulnerable. So that's the short-term reason. But I also think that there's a long-term reason having to do with the propensity for asset bubbles. If you think about it, for the last 12 years, we've had more severe asset bubbles than at any time since the Great Recession.
So how do these bubbles play out in terms of increasing volatility?
Let's take stocks, and the market just keeps going up, up, up. That doesn't lead to volatility itself. In fact, that's lower volatility. Markets just keep going up and up and up. The problem is when the bubble bursts, you get extreme volatility. You get the market bouncing around, and unfortunately, sometimes it's bouncing down more often than it's bouncing up.
Brett Hammond at TIAA CREF. And the market volatility is cutting into the money parents are socking away for education. New data shows money pouring out of so-called 529 college saving plans. The Financial Research Corporation says $350 million more was withdrawn than put into the plans July through September. Bottom line, parents needed access to the money to pay college bills, but they were saving less for future bills. Time for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse today starts with the number 50. There's word that 50 special people will help study our emotional responses to the post-Thanksgiving consumption spree in hopes of one day selling us more stuff. Wall Street Journal reports that shoppers in L.A., Boston, and Atlanta will wear the special gizmos. For more about the science of, I'm not saying that overused term, Black Friday, and to see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, check out our website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio. This is The Index on APM, American Public Media.